Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It's one thing to walk into court knowing you've got a tough case. It's another to watch every single legal strategy you've planned get shut down before trial even begins. That's exactly where Brian Koberger's defense team is right now. Motions to suppress? Denied. Motions to dismiss the indictment? Denied. Motion to take the death penalty off the table? Also denied. At this point, their legal playbook is looking thinner than, you know, an airline napkin or the now non-existent SkyMall. So with every major piece of evidence locked in and the prosecution not missing a single legal step, what does a defense attorney even do at this point? How do you create doubt when the jury is going to hear about the DNA, phone data, and surveillance footage tying your client to the crime? Bob Mata, defense attorney, joining us to discuss all of this and the latest events here in the Brian Koberger case. Bob, you've defended tough cases. When you're sitting in Koberger's defense chair right now, looking at the stack of admissible evidence and a death-qualified jury and no prosecutorial wins, what is your next move?
Defend the case.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a look, is a defense, you lose motions to suppress way more frequently than you win them. So Ann Taylor was not surprised. You know, I think that she probably thought that she put forth some good motions, had some valid arguments. You know, if down the road they believe that the judge ruled improperly on the law, then, you know, it gets taken up on appeal if he's convicted. So, you know, if you're Ann Taylor and you're like, all right, like you're assuming you're going to lose them. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying.
Sure.
You're not thinking that you're going into the case where you've stripped the state from all the evidence.
No.
You know, you're going into that case. You're making your record. You're filing the required requisite motions to suppress to preserve those issues for appeal. And, you know, those, like I said, will come down the pike, down the road sometime. Mm-hmm. Like I've been on the record that I think that the IGG aspect of this, if Koberger is convicted, is going to be an issue that's going to make its way up to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Because we need the big court, the high court, to sound off on it.
We need a definition. Yeah.
We do, and we need parameters. We need to know from the highest court in the land, where it becomes the law of the land, what what the cops need to do in order to be able to use that, you know, because they like to just call it, you know, it's just, it's a tip, you know, it's a tool. It's more than that, you know, and the fact that you share DNA with your relatives, because right now where it stands with that stuff, and I know I've gone a little far afield from your question, but, you know, where it stands right now in the law is that you don't even have standing in terms of being able to attack it if they've gotten a match from a distant relative's DNA, because you share that DNA. They're like, oh, well, you know, this is a cousin fifth removed from you, but we're able to make the family tree and it leads back to you. So we got to you. You don't have the standing to challenge that at this point, because it's not your DNA per se, even though you share the DNA. So that's to me where the real argument's going to lie, because it's well settled that, Tony, if you went into, say, a restaurant and you had a nice glass of iced tea and, you know, you had your mouth all over it and your hands all over it, and you left that restaurant and the feds are sitting on that restaurant or law enforcement's at that restaurant, after you dip out, they creep in there and say, hey, we're going to need to take that glass. They drop it into you've abandoned that DNA. So you no longer have a privacy interest in it. It's not the same thing with DNA. That is not the equivalent of DNA. DNA, you're not abandoning it. You know, it's not a thing. Like if you share your DNA with a distant relative, I think personally that there's a privacy interest in that. And I'm not suggesting that law enforcement not be able to use it anymore. What I'm suggesting is go get a goddamn warrant, that it can't be a fishing expedition. We don't want law enforcement being able to dig into all of us with the thing that tells the government more about us than anything on the planet, which is our DNA, you know, without them having a warrant. It can't be the beginning of their investigation. It like, go in with a little probable cause, get the warrant, say, all right, this is what we got, and just have the judge say, all right, I think that's sufficient. Go ahead, do what you're going to do with the IgG stuff. So, you know, if he's convicted, I think they'll go down the road. But in terms of being Ann Taylor sitting in it, you're going to have to do what most defense attorneys have to do at a trial, and you're going to have to try to pick apart piece by piece everything that the state's going to be putting on in that case. You know, you got to look at it. You look at it globally, but the attack is piece by piece. You look at it like, all right, we got the touch DNA on the sheath. I think that all of us in this defense room, in terms of our team, would agree that that is probably the most damning piece of evidence they have. It's coming in. How do we attack it? You know, and then you formulate how you're going to attack it. And the easiest attack on touch DNA is it's super easy to leave touch DNA. So you're saying, okay, well, the transfer of touch DNA, we'll be able to establish that that's, you know, that that's not real damning evidence. The question that we have to answer is, how did Brian Kohberger's DNA end up on that sheath, even if it was easy to do, right? You know, if it's not him being in that house, at what point was he close enough or in possession of that sheath that his DNA could have been on it, that it's explainable to a jury? Yeah. And, you know, I mean, to me, I hear people like, touch DNA, shit evidence. And it can be very, very challenging for the state to win a case strictly on touch DNA, depending on what the situation is. It's a case by case analysis with that stuff. You know, I mean, if you've got something where, you know, this knife sheath was bought at a Walmart and it was the floor model and 500 people have touched it, you know, and that's something that you're dealing with. You're like, well, this thing was out for public consumption. You can't trust that the person that they found the DNA from that person on that sheath, where it was accessible by so many people, that makes them the killer. You know what I mean? It's like, but when you have a situation where you got a single source DNA profile and it's found at the crime scene, it becomes more difficult to think of a way that may have happened where Brian Kohberger didn't have that in his possession. So, like, I'm spending an awful lot of time, if I'm Ann Taylor, trying to craft a theory as to how that may have happened that's plausible to a jury.
And that's the thing. I mean, if you were to look at this, because the thing is,
it's going to be a lot of the same arguments that they were making of what they wanted excluded from court, but now it's in court when the trial starts. And they can't be arguing, well, they shouldn't be in court to begin with anymore because it's been allowed in. So that's not going to be on the table, correct? She can't sit there and be like, well, we don't believe. Now she has to actually argue the merits of the touch DNA, which the science, it's pretty solid. I mean, I don't know where it's very questionable. It's not like this could possibly be someone else. Once they narrow it down and once they did get that statistical match, once they did do the warrant, once they swabbed Koberger, matched it to the touch DNA, and like, yep, that's him, because there's more. There's no more people in the world that could possibly it could be, because there's not that many people out there. We know it's his DNA on the knife sheet. That doesn't seem to be very much in question. Are they going to try, and how could they try to say that? I mean, are they going to go down that road that it could be somebody else's DNA? Is that even a possibility? And then we'll get to the other situations of, well, it was the floor model at Kmart.
Right. Well, I mean, no, they're not, because yeah. And kind of what the state was saying in terms of the resistance to turning over the IgG data, it was that, look, we have Koberger's DNA and profile. Like, we're not introducing the IgG shit. We have a direct match from the sample that we got from Koberger, and that's what we matched to the profile on the sheath. Mm-hmm. So like the state was always saying, we're never bringing the IgG shit in because we don't need to. We don't need to go down the family tree thing because we got the dude's DNA.
Yeah.
So like you were saying, I mean, it's his DNA. Like, mm-hmm. they can put an expert on to try to argue that it's not, but it's like that is the gold standard of evidence for juries.
Yeah.
So they are going, that's what I'm saying, man. Their biggest challenge right now is to come up with a plausible explanation that does not include Brian Koberger being in that house murdering those four people that night as to why his DNA ended up on that sheath.
The mansion was pristine, gleaming marble floors, priceless art, not a speck of dust in sight. But beneath all that luxury, secrets. Dark ones, the kind that send a chill down your spine when you realize someone's watching. And the housekeeper, she saw everything. The late night visitors, the missing jewelry, the glass of wine that was only half finished before she disappeared. Some say the husband was heartbroken. Others say he was just waiting for the insurance check to clear. But if she had just been prepared, if she had just known the patterns of these kinds of crimes, if she had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where she could listen to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, ad-free, and before everyone else, she could have gotten out. Instead, well, let's just say her final paycheck is still sitting in the mailroom. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.